I'm actually a criminologist and an anthropologist by trade. I've worked in the sector for many years, both in film as well as social justice and community development work. And it's one of the things about the work that I do. It's very interwoven, interconnected with the projects that I am involved in and the people I work with.
Can you explain to me what diversity is and how that relates to your work in this field?
The work that I do with the Asian Australian Film Network is primarily, I was one of the co-founders with Indigo and also my co-convener, Sukmani. And the three of us, I guess, started on the premise that we wanted to provide opportunities within the Asian Australian Film Network, or Asian Australian visual and film and network community, to actually be able to tell stories and share stories and to be able to interconnect people that actually normally would actually live or work within isolation. But they do work within a community, but we want to engage with their community and multiple communities to try and share their stories. So that's looking at either running events or running social media campaigns or actually connecting people that need to be connected that might not know of each other. And we're interested in connecting their stories. So at the moment, we've ran a couple of events that really were more, they were social gatherings, but also sharing the interest in film and in sort of the narrative form, and looking at how do we interconnect people together to be part of a bigger network of filmmakers.
Are you partially saying that we have different clusters of cultural groups that maybe function parallel to one another?
So there's a level of a ghetto mentality, and I do problematize that, but in a way, it's looking at what's accessible for mainstream and how we feel comfortable with certain characters that fit that mold. But as soon as we start breaking them apart, then people feel uncomfortable, and then it seems to almost, the certain characters disappear from mainstream because they go, no, we're getting way too complex. Let's go back to something simple and accessible. So what I want to try and do is actually throw that into the mix. Why can't we have a character that actually is multiple levels of diversity in there? So why do they have to necessarily have, why can't we have a character that's content, happily married, with in a same-sex relationship with children, and they come from diverse backgrounds? Let's throw the mix. Not necessarily make excuses for them or in the actual plot. Let's see what that looks like. Let's see how society functions and the levels of complexity that live in the mainstream. Because a lot of the issues are in the mainstream, but they're not necessarily reflected in film and television and radio. So my critique is about, let's throw that into the mix and what happens once we throw them into the mix. And that's the interesting part for me. It feels like that people are so, I guess, they're quite comfortable in the way they see themselves and the way they're reflected. When you look at diversity on screen, I feel like somehow I fit in a box. And that box is very set, whether it's exploring sexuality, certain multicultural identities, or once you look at the level of complexity of even biracial characters, there's even more complex, because they seem to be somehow fit a certain model that it's not reflected in mainstream. So I think identity is a very complex issue. That's not necessarily explored within the mainstream, and to an extent even within the alternative channels as well. So there has to be more of a conversation, but how do we push that agenda, I guess, and that's through networks like ours.
What would you say to people who are interested in sharing their story or sharing their perspectives through film specifically or even through other art forms? What would you advise them in engaging in this debate or this dialogue?
My advice to people that actually want to create and start a conversation, and if they don't see themselves reflected in other television, film, the arts, go out there and blow it up. I say, bring it on. So that's what needs to happen, because a space isn't provided to you. You have to take the space. I strongly advocate that people just, if your story isn't reflected in the mainstream or the alternative communities, create the space for yourself. And TV, specifically film, that as a programmer, that I know that's what I'm looking for. I'm constantly trying to find really interesting stories that aren't the same old, same old. I want to see those really complex stories about people that live in multiple communities and intertwine their existence. And it's not that this is a simple plot with a simple character, with a simple narrative. You go, I've seen those. I see those on a day-to-day basis. And it's not exciting to get those stories in a way. I want to see complexity.
Does this mean that you encourage people to pick up a camera or whatever medium they have and start blogging, putting stuff on Vimeo, YouTube, and things like that?
Absolutely.
What would be a good route?
If you can create content, regardless what that looks like, if it's spoken word, written word, film, if you're making films on your phone and just create an online channel for your stories, even if it's just basic narrative stories, little documentaries that are 1 minute, 2 minute long, let's see where that goes. There will be an interest for things that you, if you're interested in it, I can assure you that other people will be interested in your story too. And then we have to be trailblazers in a way. Don't wait for mainstream to catch up. It feels like somehow mainstream is similar to how we make laws. Society has advanced and then they're catching up. Television networks are very similar. They're catching up to what the narrative is at in the communities. If we start advocating and say, and now we have access to a broader audience in a way through social media, through blogs, through Vimeo, through YouTube. I think if you look at your mainstream, you look on Vimeo, you look at YouTube, and you don't see your story reflected, you don't see the levels of complexity you want there, or if you're reading blogs or whatever it is that you start making the content, it starts with you. And it's simple to critique, it's better to actually create. So where I create, I'm constantly looking for people that actually, that are trailblazers, and not necessarily, you don't have to make a million hits on your YouTube channel to be able to have a successful narrative. For me, it's really important to actually be pushing the agenda, whether it's through visual mediums, through words, through film, whatever it is, I'm interested in your dialogue, I'm interested in your monologue, I want to engage with your story, and that's part of what the network is about. The Asian Australian Film Network, even though we do deal with film, that's really quite broad as well. So I'm actually engaging with visual artists at the moment that actually are trying to push how they want to represent a certain narrative across. And you go, well, that's fantastic. That's why not challenge that? Why not push it? The arts is known to be, you know, we're trailblazers. You know, we push the agenda. And then eventually there's a level of interest and a community engage. Community then latch onto it and say, this is part of my narrative. This is part of my story that's invisible in mainstream. And let mainstream catch up. You can't wait for mainstream to give you the space. You have to create the space yourself. And then put yourself in there, let yourself be reflected, and let that community engage with your work. Of course, there'll be positive and negatives, but that's how we grow. That's how you grow as an artist, as well as a storyteller or a documentary of some kind.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.